Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
1 hour. The phone line's open. First time all week. B, during the break, you seemed locked in. I think you were talking to somebody. Did you hear what was going on in the other room?
I was trying to talk to them. I called in, and I got a problem, man.
Let's start there.
Keith Mitchell called in.
If anyone's listening from the Washington Wizards, or frankly,
Keith Mitchell,
if anybody's listening that has Wizards tickets, so we just gave Wizards tickets away for next Wednesday.
I was the tent caller, and he told me he couldn't give them to me.
For next Wednesday night's game against the Hornets, right? And B. Mitch called in.
And was number 10.
And he was number 10. And Jeff, in his infinite wisdom, could see, I mean, literally, I saw it on the call screener. It said Brian Mitchell calling. And Jeff is like, hello, caller number 10, who's this? And he's like, Brian Mitchell. And he's like, dude, you work here.
I told him it was Keith Mitchell.
Dude, you work here. You're not allowed to win.
Brian works here. Keith don't work here. If Keith were here, I think HR would have a problem with Keith.
I can only imagine Keith, because I know Brian pretty well. Mm-hmm. So if anybody has Wizards tickets, apparently B. Mitch wants to go next Wednesday night.
We actually have Wizards tickets.
Me too. I want to go, too.
I don't want to go station?
At 1:45, we're giving them away.
I don't want to go.
We're giving more away.
Yeah. I don't want to go Wednesday night. I won't be here.
Yeah, we're going to be in Arizona.
Yeah.
Can the four of us go to a Wizards game?
I just want them to say I won, and then I can just give them to somebody.
Landfill.
I mean, I don't think we're like banned from the arena or anything.
I'm saying, I like to think if the four of us wanted to, we could make it happen, get going to a Wizards game. Mr. Mullins, would you go with us to a Wizards game?
You have to.
I mean, it's been a long time since I've been to a Wizards game.
That is not a yes or a no, sir. Will you go with us? We'll set up B. Mitch and Finley Wizards night. I think it'd be a lot of fun. Mullins, will you go?
Possibly. I'll need the details first, but it's possible.
How about this? If you go, I guarantee I'll stay until at least halftime.
No,
are
we
you
need
trying
to
get me to go or
game.
Trying to get me to not go?
Is this the whole game?
I don't know about this whole game stuff. Let's work on it. Let's put that on new business, a B. Mitch and Finley Wizards night, because I want to get to a game, at least for the first quarter, and then watch the fourth quarter on my couch, which is what I'll be doing tonight when they play the Blazers. They are still red hot, even though Detroit ducked them. I think we can safely say that the Pistons ducked the Wizards, right? They knew they were going to get mopped, and they just stayed in Texas. Does everyone agree? Brian, your silence is consent.
Uh-huh.
All right. Another dumb Jeff moment happened. So we're talking about old movies. I was telling the fellas that I watched an old movie on the plane back from Utah.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, man, they used to say some wild stuff. And Jeff goes, man, I watched this wild old movie. We're like, yeah. He's like, it was all these different people on an airplane. Man, it was funny, but I can't remember the name of the movie. And Landfill and I almost simultaneously were like, was it called Airplane? He's like, I don't know, man. You watched Airplane, Jeff.
Yes, I came to the conclusion that I watched Airplane.
We need a Stephen A. drop. Stay off the weed.
No, now hold on. In my defense, that movie is older than B. Mitch, and it was just on TV one day, and I just turned it on.
It's definitely not older than B. Mitch.
See, but
it came out in the
70s, The movie doesn't make a difference how old it is. Your little whack ass watched it, and you forgot. So the movie could be 7 million years old. You watched the whole movie and did not know what you watched.
I watched half of it.
I want to just know, Brownies, cookies, what?
Gummies?
Nothing.
The oil? Was it the oil?
It had to be something else, dog, because there's no way you watch that movie and not know what's the name of it.
Bro, it was, I watched this movie, it was
I watched this movie about a bunch of people on an airplane. It was wild. Said it was funny.
Airplane?
Said there was some real racist jokes, right?
It was crazy, yeah. That movie would not be on TV today.
Oh,
every
except you watched life, it. Did life you watch would it not on be TV on TV today? Today?
No, I watched this years ago, but I seen the clip on Twitter, and I was like, "Yo, that's that movie." And all I can remember is when the lady was like, "She speak jive," and that just threw me completely. I was crying, laughing.
You know what's even wilder? All right, so one,
I just noticed that Carson Wentz had a butt fumble last year.
With the Colts?
Last year with the Commanders.
Oh, jeez.
It was a butt fumble. It just showed up on TV.
What play was the butt fumble?
I don't know, but the ball hit a lineman's butt and bounced out of his hands.
We'll have to investigate that.
Yeah.
As soon as the investigation concludes to who's putting the toaster all the way up to 10, we'll investigate the Carson
Wentz. Oh, that's Chris Russell. We told you that.
You want to hear something even wilder about Airplane?
Let's go.
So it came out in 1980.
Okay. I was 12, Jeff.
Right. Now, it is older than me. I was born in 81. Airplane has a lot of raunchy humor and some racist humor, right?
Yeah.
It was rated PG.
Back then. Hey, bro, listen. The things that were rated back then were different. I can remember.
It would be, there would be like protests about it now, and it was PG back then.
My cousin and I went with my uncle, his dad, went to see Sheba Baby. One of the best movies I've ever seen in my life right there.
I don't know that.
Pam Grier was in it.
Oh, boy.
Pull up Sheba Baby.
I mean, the ultimate.
It was all, bro, that, listen to me. Woo, yes, indeed. Pamela. Mm-mm-mm.
For me, the ultimate, the 80s were different, was when I was a young kid and I lived in North Carolina, and YMCA day camp, they took us to a cigarette factory.
Oh, wow. and you've been hooked ever since.
Nah, man, never touch them.
That's awesome.
I mean, you imagine taking kids to a cigarette factory now?
To teach them how, I'm going to tell you.
That was the regional economy.
But the problem today is we want to sugarcoat people and shield them from everything. Then when the kid turns 18, 19, 20, 21, they don't know a damn thing, and they go out in the world and they get ran over. That's what you want? Because, listen, my kids, my grandkids, they're going to be educated in a way that they going to go out and know what the hell they talking about. That's why we have so much stuff going on now, because everybody act like they just aloof and ignorant to the facts of what life is about. We might be changing, but guess what? Outside your house, things are worse than what they
happening.
Were. You better damn sure make sure you educate your kids and let them see something. Let your kid first time he find out about drinking and stuff when he get to college. Ooh, wrong time for that.
Dude, the drunkest kids freshman year of college are the kids that never like were around beer.
Bruh, listen. I remember in freshman orientation, this young lady was telling me how she grew up. And 1 week later, she had already forgotten all that stuff. I was like, girl, you better put some clothes on for your parents come see you.
Did she forget it with you?
Not with me.
In support of Jeff's argument that Airplane is an extremely old movie, it actually is older than the PG-13 ranking, that rating.
Yeah.
Well, it still should have probably been R.
Those were the only choices.
It was just PG or R?
Basically.
Yeah. When did they roll out PG-13?
85. Wow. Apparently people were very upset about Indiana Jones, so they had to make it PG-13 or something.
About which one?
I don't know. The Temple of Doom?
Temple of Doom was, I mean, Raiders of the Lost Ark. Temple of Doom was a little. There was some stuff.
When I was 10 and I went to Boy Scouts camp, I learned way more than people want their kids to know today as teenagers.
What'd you learn at Boy Scout camp when you were 10?
A lot of stuff. Just leave it at that.
I'm incredibly intrigued.
You don't need to be intrigued. Just remember.
Like, was there an adjacent Girl Scout camp, or were you learning other stuff?
We didn't just have male people over us and stuff like that. Is that all kind of things happening there?
One time at band camp? Damn, I don't know what the hell you're talking about, B.
I've been to band camp, yeah. Too. Band
Y'all
camp was fun,
say
too.
Things are worse today. The 80s seemed like a wild place. Like, did you see how Cameo was dressing?
Like with candy. He
jumped outside his pants.
They had leather drawers on and boots.
Hey, when we talk about that, George Clinton, the grown man wearing the diaper.
It's true. I'm very curious about what happened in Boy Scout camp.
Hey, that one was fun.
I'm going to get us back on track, though. Kevin Cole joins us at 12:30. Kevin Cole was the senior data scientist for Pro Football Focus. He's a data analytics guy. He started up his own podcast now, Unexpected Points. Excited to talk to Kevin about, listen, I think we know, but I'm curious what the analytics say about Carson Wentz's 2022 season.
Butt fumble.
And get on that investigation, Jeff. Right now, I wanted to talk about free agents. It's not far away, man. The combine is in about 3 weeks, maybe end of the month. And that's when free agency gets going hot and heavy. We're about 6 weeks away from the start of the new NFL league year. So buckle up. So who are the best free agents out there? I think Lamar is at the top of the list.
Yeah.
It sure seems like he's going to get tagged, but you never know. I'm looking at a list just from NFL.com, top 51 free agents available. They got Geno. They had Roquan Smith, number two, but the Ravens got a deal done there, so he's no longer a free agent. They have Geno Smith as the, I guess, second best free agent available.
You know what? The way he played last year.
And quarterbacks are so important.
If he can repeat that. He was on point, man.
He was. Do you think he can repeat it? And how much would you pay to find out?
But just think about it, though. He went there, and he was able to do that in that situation. I think a lot of times players hit a point in their career where they get the true opportunity to play, and they figure out. When I was younger, I was trying too much. I was trying too hard. All I need to do is settle down. What do we say every time a new quarterback come in? Just get the ball in the hands of the playmakers.
Yeah.
But when quarterbacks are young, what are they trying to do? They try to throw the ball through the wall. They try to throw the ball too far. They try to be perfect. Instead of just get the ball into the hands of a playmaker, if a guy is 2 yards flat, hit him, he may run eight. But no, we're going to try to make the perfect throw with double coverage 40 yards down the field. Decision-making is what makes a difference.
I agree with you. Real quick, let me correct something. The Wiz play Portland tomorrow night, not tonight, like I said.
Because we thought the night could have been the Detroit makeup.
Right.
Yesterday okay. We were discussing.
Correct.
But I thought you had found something else. So I didn't want to correct you.
No, I just misspoke. It happens. You got to talk live for 4 hours.
You get a break every once in a while.
You
give me 2 minutes an hour.
I don't agree with this. This NFL.com list has Javon Hargrave as the fourth overall free agent. Hargrave's great. Don't get me wrong. He said, this is what they wrote about him, undervalued in free agency in 2020 when he signed a 3-year, $39 million deal with the Eagles. Hargrave could get bigger money this time after back-to-back monster seasons. In the last 2 years, he's had 17.5 sacks.
Mm-hmm.
Hargrave's great. He's about to play in the Super Bowl. I'm not knocking Javon Hargrave. I'd rather have Daron Payne. Like, looking at this list, and lists are irrelevant, right? Mm-hmm. So they go Hargrave, then Orlando Brown, the tackle that...
What is Hargrave listed as?
DT, D-tackle.
D-tackle?
Yeah, I mean, he's 6'2", 305. He's from Salisbury, North Carolina. I wonder if he toured the cigarette factory just like I did. Played all 17 games.
He probably was touring it on a regular basis.
Played all 17 games, had an 11 sacks this past season. Mm-hmm. He's a stud. He's 30.
Yeah.
Daron Payne, so he's going to turn 30 next week. Daron Payne's 25. I'd rather have Payne than Hargrave.
I'm with you on that, but I think what they're looking at, you just stated, he's had two back-to-back monster seasons.
I mean, they're fairly comparable, honestly. If you're just looking at the last 2 years, Hargrave's sack totals are higher. So in 21, Payne played all 17 games, 4.5 sacks, 61 tackles. In 21, Hargrave also played all 17 games. Oh, he missed one game. He played 16 games, 7.5 sacks, 63 tackles. Mm-hmm. So he was a little bit more productive in 21, and then their productivity was almost the same in 22. Hargrave had 11 sacks. Payne had 11.5. Hargrave had 60 tackles. Payne had 64. This number pops for me. Payne had 18 TFLs this past year. Hargrave had 10. And my argument here isn't – sometimes I make the argument about age, and you and I sometimes disagree on that, which is fair. This isn't about age. This is about – I believe that things all came together for Payne this year in a way he's going to be able to replicate or perhaps even grow – continue to grow. Mm-hmm. I think his first few years in the league, he was kind of learning the league. And I talked to him a bunch this year, and he said one of the biggest keys for him this past season was really figuring out how to finish plays and finish mm-hmm. drives and finish games. So I think Payne could still get better is my argument.
I think, but Hargrave can possibly get better too.
That's true.
You know, because like I think a lot of what we are finding out a lot these days to where guys don't play as much football as they possibly can play, okay? And it's taking a little longer for them to really hit that ground. And when guys hit 28, 29, 30, they basically are still young in the game of football. You know, and I think ultimately when you go with team success on top of individual success, people just look at that a little differently. You know, Deron had an outstanding year, but people are going to remember he was on the Commanders. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think when you begin to look at, when we were talking about the Eagles defense throughout the year, we were talking about like one of the best in the league, in the game.
Well, you know what's interesting about the Eagles D is just looking at this NFL.com list of the best free agents, best pending free agents, mm-hmm. they have Hargrave ranked fourth, Chauncey Gardner-Johnson, the safety they traded with the Saints to get, they have him ranked seventh. James Bradbury is eighth. So, I mean, defensively, this is kind of the Eagles' window because you got to figure they're not re-signing all three of those guys.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Chauncey Gardner-Johnson has dealt with a little bit of an injury. He's a stud, though. Bradbury was somebody that was rumored with the Commanders.
Yep, and we chose not to get him.
3 years ago now mm-hmm. because he played for Ron in Carolina. I think they're going to draft a stud corner rather than try to sign one. Corners are expensive.
They are very expensive. But the thing about it is those guys coming out of college, they got to learn how to play this pro game. Not all of them are like sauce.
Sure. Sure. A lot of NFC East names in this top 10. What about Saquon? Saquon's slated for free agency. You're only allowed to tag one player. So if they're going to tag DJ, if the Giants are going to tag Daniel Jones, what do you do with Saquon? And who's more important up there?
Yeah, I think you go to Daniel right now, offer him a nice enough deal, knowing somebody else ain't going to come in there and try to just blow it out the water. And then you go to Saquon and have a discussion. Like, look, bro, we're going to need some extra pieces to help you out. Daniel took a pay cut. You missed like a year and a half or so. Let's work with this a little bit. We'll give you a signing bonus, big one.
Yeah.
We need that number to be a little lower.
They rank Daron Payne as the 10th best free agent available. Pretty short blurb here, so don't blink or you'll miss it. A plug-and-play quality starter who has improved as a pass rusher and doesn't need to come off the field much. I don't think that's a fair synopsis of Daron Payne's abilities. What about you?
Plug-and-play, that's a hell of a... I think because plug and play meaning you don't have to go somewhere and learn too much. He doesn't need to come off the field enough. That's another hell of a positive.
Totally.
But he has learned, as he told you all in which come, he's learned to finish plays better now, which means as a pass rusher as well. I think they're right on point.
He has missed, Daron Payne has missed, I believe, one game in five seasons.
Yeah.
Now, he didn't start all those games. But he's missed. He's been inactive so once.
He's a plug-and-play guy. He's dependable. But you got, like, somebody will come out and say, he played all them games. Does the stats match up?
I think this year they did.
That's what I'm saying. You're saying this year. So they said he's gotten better in the passing game, which seems to be exactly right.
He's on the field, too, for a big fella that really in a physical spot.
Mm-hmm.
He's on the field about 80% of the snaps throughout his career.
Yeah.
And this past season was as high as it's ever been for him. He played 87% of Washington's defensive snaps.
Yeah.
Dude, I mean, not to compare him to John, but they paid John last year. Now, granted, it was a contract extension, so it was a little more advantageous to John then. But John's snap counts have historically, maybe historically is the wrong word for guys that have only been in the league like 6 years, been lower. Now, John's been, say for his rookie year where he got hurt, John's been really durable as well. He has missed 2 games in the last 5 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And really gutted through some nasty injuries, some stuff I've seen in the locker room where you could tell he's in big-time pain. Yeah. But he plays fewer snaps. Like this year, Duron played 87% of the commander snaps. John played 82. And you can go back. This was the first year John Allen went over 80% of snaps, whereas Payne has been 77, 72, 84% of snaps in 2020. Yeah. That was the year they had that late playoff run, and then 76% of snaps last year. Payne's going to be on the field, man.
Yeah, he'll be on the field. And I think last year the thing was they had that little stupid rotation going too much. I think this year both of those guys realized that them being on the field and the fact that Mathis got hurt, they didn't have as much of a rotation with them anymore where they were out there a little longer. Because, listen, man, you ever watch running back and when things are going bad, they run one play, run two, they put their finger up and go to the sideline. Then you watch them on a 15-play drive, they don't ever seem to look to the sideline when they run the ball well.
Yeah.
Same thing with defensive players. If you're having the type of year those guys had last year, you don't want to leave the field. I mean, you want to stay on the field the whole time. You find energy from some strange places.
Sure do. When we return, Kevin Cole, Unexpected Points Podcast, joins us breaking down the Commanders' needs.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Make sure, damn it, that you're following along the show on social media. You can find the show at B Mitch and Finley. You can find Brian at B Mitch Live NBCS. You can find Brian on Instagram at B Mitch 30, right?
30.
You can follow old CBSO, Jim Andrew Mullins the 10th at Mullins 1067. Jeff is at Jeff Too Funny. Following me at JP Finley NBCS. Right now, it's time to get to the BetQL guest line. Sports betting has come to Maryland. Get 3 free days of BetQL access by downloading the BetQL app or visiting BetQL.com. Time to go to the phones and talk to our friend Kevin Cole from the Unexpected Points podcast. Kevin, what's going on, man? Thanks for making time with us.
Well, thanks for having me. Yeah, we got a couple of weeks here now that we can cover every single square inch of the football field for the Super Bowl matchup.
All right.
We can do it all, man. I definitely want to get to the Super Bowl, but if you're cool with it, I'd like to start with what you made of I kind of think this is just an exercise in futility, honestly, but you're an analytics expert, right? Like, you are a data expert when it comes to the game of football. What did the data show about the Commanders' 2022 quarterbacks?
Oh, Lord.
Well, it showed some difficulties, as I think anyone who watched the season would probably be able to parse out. I mean, as far as there's a couple different quarterback metrics that I like to use, and I think they work well in conjunction with each other. One of them being the PFF grading, which can account for things that you just don't actually flow through to the results, like turnover-worthy plays that maybe are not actual interceptions, things like that. And the other is looking at expected points added per play. So just looking at an efficiency metric where you start a play, you end a play, how many expected points did you earn on that particular play for what the quarterbacks were involved in. So both of the quarterbacks were in the bottom half in both of those different categories. What I think is a little bit different by the numbers, especially by the grading, than what some people's perception may have been, was the fact that Taylor Heinicke graded really poorly, even worse than Carson Wentz, but his performances coincided with the defense getting a lot better, winning a lot of games, and he also had quite a few dropped interceptions, which ended up helping, I think, the results a little bit more than how well he played.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah. That's one thing. After a lot of games, I would see where people kept dropping passes, and I'm like, that's not going to last all year, but we had a bunch of defensive backs that can't catch. You know, but what was his percentage of, like, I mean, how high was it as far as the what is it, interceptable balls that he put out there?
Yeah, I mean, let me look it up. So looking exactly at Heinicke this season for his actual interception rate. So normally I like to look at these things as a percentage of pass attempts. So his interception rate this season was 2.3%, which is actually pretty good and a little bit lower than what it was last year at 3%. But if you throw in the passes that were graded as being turnover-worthy throws, it more than doubles based upon that, and it goes up closer to almost 5%, which would put him near the bottom of the league. So it's basically less than half of his interception-worthy passes were actually being intercepted.
That's crazy, man. We're talking with Kevin Cole from the Unexpected Points podcast. Looking at the Commanders, a lot of folks, and honestly, I kind of think, myself included, believe that if the Commanders had, I'm not saying great, but good quarterback play, that they're a playoff team based on the defense, like you mentioned, and kind of the skill position weapons they have. Does the data back that up?
Yeah, the data would back that up, especially on the defensive side of things, as far as how well the team ended up playing this year. In fact, I was looking at something earlier this week as far as the strongest opponents that the Philadelphia Eagles had this year in a pretty easy schedule. And by my numbers, at least, because I see the Commanders of having a top five schedule-adjusted defense last year, that they were actually the hardest team maybe that the Eagles played all season long, because when they faced Dak Prescott, they didn't face Dak Prescott the first time they faced the Cowboys, and then the second time they didn't have Jalen Hurts starting, so you can maybe throw that result out the window. So if you look at defensively, top five defense by my numbers, it's offensively below average, and specifically really in that passing game hurting. So adding a quarterback to that would have had them firmly in, let's say, the third tier of NFL teams, which would be in the playoff hunt for sure.
It's fascinating. What are the chances And dude, I you're a data guy, and there's just isn't much, so maybe you don't even want to make a prediction on it. But what do you think of Sam Howell?
I liked Howell a lot more than his, what was it, fifth round that he ended up falling to last year. I mean, the yes. fact that he went after someone like Bailey Zappi last year was shocking to me. And it's not just because of what we saw from him in his final season. And, you know, he was an early declare, which normally is a positive sign for draftees. He's a younger prospect, which is normally a good sign. But it was really the year before that he was being projected. And I know things can change drastically over the course of one college season, how people are looking at different quarterbacks. But he was someone who was commonly seen as being a first-round pick. Some people were even seeing him as potentially being a top five or top 10 pick. And then his final season, they had a lot of struggles protection-wise. They had a lot of struggles taking sacks. They had a lot of struggles as far as his receivers not being up to snuff also for him. So I think he has a lot of talent. And if anything, it's a very wide range of outcomes for him, which I think is a good thing. If you're going to make a low-cost bet on someone, yeah, there may be a high chance that they're going to be a bust. But what you're really concerned about is whether or not you're getting a decent chance that they could be a above average or elite quarterback. And I think Howell at least has those traits.
And also he can move. And I think while you're trying to build an offensive line, you need a guy who's mobile. And I think he's very mobile.
Yeah, no, I would agree. I mean, in the class, you know, Desmond Ridder was probably a little bit faster. He could move okay. Corral had okay rushing stats. Obviously, you had someone like Malik Willis who was off the charts as far as his athletic ability. But I would put Howell second in the class as far as his ability to move. And we're seeing more and more, you know, we're seeing in the Super Bowl here with a couple of quarterbacks who can move pretty well. But it's almost something that you have to have in today's NFL to be able to scramble, to move around the pocket, to make up for some of the deficiencies that you could have for an offensive line. It's just a really, really big weapon. And he's not the biggest guy, but he's compact. You know, he can take a hit too. So I think it's something that can continue at the NFL level without a ton of injury risk.
Yeah, I mean, having, you know, covered him and been around him a lot at this point, he is, like, stout. Like, mm-hmm. he it's not... I mean, you look at Kyler Murray or when Robert was here, and they're kind of wiry, like not as thick guys. And I would not describe Howell that way. Like he is kind of solid. What do you make of the Commanders' decision to get rid of Scott Turner, and what do you think they should do next?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, a refresh is going to happen a lot. Sometimes it's almost a coin flip type of situation to figure out whether or not you're truly upgrading. But what you can say about most situations is, and it's just the nature of bringing in a new head coach, bringing in a new offensive coordinator, is normally you're going to get a bump and a boost up in performance, whether that's because the coordinator is actually better or it's because you're doing well, you don't fire your coordinator. And when you're doing poorly, you do fire your coordinator. So you're more likely to get a little bit better performance going forward. I thought the scheme was okay for the Commanders. I thought things have been going well as far as getting you know, getting their weapons like McLaurin more involved in the second half of the season, which was really important. So I don't know. It's just really the quarterback question for me, and then it's going to be having competent offensive coordinator, who I think they can find out there.
What do you think of Anthony Lynn?
You know, I think Anthony Lynn, what sticks in my mind the most, of course, is going to be his time as head coach when he was – in, I guess, I don't know if it was still San Diego at that point, but definitely.
It was right when they moved.
So from the things that I look at, which is a very small part of what it takes to be a great, you know, head coach, he wasn't the greatest when it came to things like early down pass rates or fourth down decisions or things like that. But now we're talking about being an offensive coordinator, and that's where he's been able to move up in the world. So I think he could be a good offensive coordinator. I think he's very good, especially at scheming the run game, which could be a good complement to whoever they have there. So he's very experienced, and he's had success, I think, and he moved all the way up the rank. So I'm not sure if he's the best-suited head coach just based upon some of the trouble with the results they had there, but I think as an offensive coordinator, he should be a great hire.
The thing about – he talked about his run game, but I feel he's going to have to incorporate some of that pass in there to make this thing more of a balanced attack. Not just overly, like they want to go 2-1. I don't buy it. But anyway, does he have any
Nobody's
type
going
of,
2-1.
Does he have the wherewithal to basically, you know, have a good passing game as well?
I mean, I think so. I don't know. We can't say for certain, of course. whether that is the case or not. But he was there and had seen decent results for the passing game when he was with the Chargers, at least, I guess you could point to. I mean, he was still Justin Herbert's head coach when he was, you know, an outstanding rookie season, offensive rookie of the year that he won that year, and a dynamic offense that they had passing the ball also that season. So I think it's going to be talent dependent, and that's why the quarterback question is so important.
So we've had you on the phone for like 10, 12 minutes and haven't talked Super Bowl. Any chance you can come back next week and we talk Super Bowl? Is that a reasonable request?
Oh, yeah, we can definitely do that. I can, I got a lot of different subjects to talk about.
Okay, yeah, dude, I'd love it. I've followed you on Twitter for a long time now, and I feel like you always have smart stuff. So maybe next week we can try to figure out who to bet on and some prop bets. But talking Commander specific, you kind of...
As long as he's giving you your cut.
Yeah, I'll DM you about that.
Yeah, no problem. I it sounds like the Commanders, like they were when they were the football team, and like they were most of the time when they were the Redskins for the last 20 years, have some pretty good pieces in place, lack a quarterback, and you kind of don't know what'll happen.
There you go.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to frame it. And I also think when you're looking at the broader landscape of the NFC, there's not a lot of evidence that the conference, which is already a lot weaker than the AFC, is going to get a lot better. I mean, we have Brady leaving now. We have Rodgers potentially leaving going forward. I think it's just a wide open space, and who knows? The four NFC East teams could be again competing to all make the playoffs next year.
Which is wild, man. Wild. Hey, Kevin, thanks so much, man. Really appreciate
you, man. All right, take it easy, guys.
All right, that's our guy, Kevin Cole from the Unexpected Points podcast. Give him a follow on Twitter at @KevinCole_. 1 o'clock, get your phones ready. Get your keys out. Get your phone out. 1 o'clock.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Bleep you Thursday. Is Jeff a botanist?
Hell no.
He might be.
He likes plants. He likes one plant specifically.
Daffodil.
Not daffodils, B.
I'm a rookie gardener. I'm not a botanist.
We know.
Well, at least it's legal. Whatever you're gardening, congratulations. I want to talk two things. Aaron Rodgers. There's an NFL reporter that I frankly don't think gets as much publicity, for lack of a better word, as I think he should. Tony Pauline is a reporter for the Pro Football Network.
Heard that name a lot.
Yo, he is wired in. When Tony Pauline really came on my radar was before the 2018 draft. And Pauline, for like a month, was like, yo, they're going to take Deron Payne. They're going to take Deron Payne. Mm-hmm. Nobody else was really connecting them with Payne. Sure enough, they took Deron Payne. Pauline, I think, makes his home in the Jersey, New York area. And so he's down in Mobile for the week. And I think previously he was at the Shrine Bowl. So he's got some information about Rodgers potentially getting traded. This is the big one, B.
To where?
This is from Tony Pauline. You can read it, Pro Football Network. He writes, last week from after Shrine Bowl practice, Pro Football Network reported that the New York Jets will make a move to acquire Aaron Rodgers in a trade this offseason. That has been further confirmed this week in Mobile. In fact, one source said that Jets general manager Joe Douglas is admitting to people in the league that the franchise will go all out in the attempt to bring Rodgers to New York. And it only makes sense. The team is in desperate need of a signal caller, with Zach Wilson looking more and more like a draft bust. Factor in owner Woody Johnson's comments not long ago that he'd be willing to pay whatever is necessary for a quarterback, and it all adds up.
Hey, man. I'll buy it.
Now, you also have the Raiders. Pauline reports that Devontae Adams is lobbying hard to bring Rodgers to the Raiders. Adams was a first-team Pro Bowler playing with Rodgers. The question is, could the Raiders' salary cap handle Rodgers' hit? And
it's going. That team would have to shift.
What's crazy about Devontae Adams lobbying to get Rodgers? Green Bay offered him more money than Vegas, and he said he wanted to go to Vegas to play, among many reasons.
But the first reason was that he didn't know what Aaron Rodgers' future plans were. Like right now, the man just signed a 3-year, $150 million deal, and he's on the trade block. Or he's been making an issue to make sure he can get out of there.
Well, here's what I wanted to ask you, and perhaps this is goofy, but I'm curious. It feels like Rodgers to the Jets, much like Favre to the Jets 20 years ago, could really happen.
Yeah.
Would you be interested in Zach Wilson in a start over, refresh?
No.
No.
I mean, let's be real, man. That dude right there, he did some of the can't do's in a quarterback position. He don't want to take blame for nothing. I mean, then I need to find out exactly who the – we got to get an OC first. If the OC can help him, but Wilson doesn't seem to be the guy who's going to ever say it's my fault. And we know how that works in this town. Doesn't go over very well.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to try out with him, no.
I wouldn't either. It's just remarkable that the Jets are now in the last 10 years are going to have two really high prospect QBs not even finish out their rookie contract.
Hey, it happens.
Well, and it makes you wonder how much, because Zach Wilson looked awesome at BYU that COVID year. It makes you wonder just how real any of that was.
It just shows you the major difference in college football talent and when you get to the pros. Yes, we sit there and we say a team sucks. But they're sucking at the highest level. And when you compare that to what BYU saw every year, and then BYU got dudes damn near grown men on their football team.
And yeah, some of those dudes are like 30.
Yeah, you look good then. But when you get in the pros where those little slight things that you got away with in college, you don't get away with them in the pros. And then when you are immature, like he is, it just multiplies.
I still think the whole Dax Milne situation was reported incorrectly. Dax Milne stole his girlfriend. You're the number two overall pick, starting quarterback for the Jets. Dax Milne shouldn't be able to steal your girlfriend. Dax is a good-looking fellow, though.
Hey, man.
I'm with you.
He's a good-looking fella. He ain't no good returner. But anyway.
We're going to plant a permanent flag here. Put this in concrete, Jeff, not wood. Out on Zach Wilson. Landfill, you agree?
I'm with you.
I am also anti-Zach Wilson.
Jeffrey?
I agree.
I'm glad we settled that, boys. I'm glad we settled that. Here's what I'd like to do. It's that time. We all come together as one. We have a laundry list of bleep views. I'm going to give you a preview. Me and the boys ordered some Chinese food. The Chinese food place we order from is down the street. Food's always pretty good. Fast delivery. At some point in the last month, they've changed their egg rolls from what used to be
good. Whoever's fixing them.
Yeah. Something has changed with the egg rolls, and they suck. So bleep you to the changed egg rolls at the Chinese delivery food store. Bleep you can be about anything. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Phone lines are open.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.